everybody. This is Jeff Foxworthy, and you have got to listen to The Grilling Guy.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live up at the Sandy Corley Memorial Bike Run in Rothbury. If you don't have anything going on this afternoon, you might want to come up here. If you're at all interested in motorcycles and raising money for charity, and there's going to be concerts up here tonight, got a beer tent going. It's live and rocking in Rothbury, Michigan. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, and welcome back. Thanks for joining us. Taking a little time out of your Saturday. Talk about some grilling and chilling and having a little fun in the backyard. It's a great summer to get out there and do that because we're just enjoying wonderful weather. I mean, I keep looking at the weather map, and it's this day after day of sunshine, and it's good to be alive, good to be in Michigan.
It is great. I spent the last couple days up trout fishing with some buddies from my church. We took a couple day respite and just hang out and spent some beautiful time on the Little Manistee River and on the Pier Marquette River in what would be central Michigan. We were up by Irons and just beautiful, and then we grilled some fish. Afterwards, we were lucky enough to catch some nice brown trout.
Did you drop any?
No. So it's just a great, great time to be in mid-Michigan and out in your backyard. Bob, you came up here last night, and you threw down some food for some of the event organizers. Let's talk a little bit about what you did.
Yes, I did a raid on Sobeys and picked up a bunch of flat iron steaks, chicken, brats, ground chuck, stuff like that. And the flat iron I want to talk about a little bit because... thanks to Tim Sobey, I'm like now the biggest flat iron fan you could ever imagine. I've always liked flat iron, but he trims it up in a way that takes all the collagen off it, and that's the part that some people just really don't care for of a flat iron. But he trims them down. His guys there in the sausage factory, there the Sobey Sausage Factory, they trim down those flat irons beautifully. So you end up with something that looks almost like a flank steak, a small version of that, but it's a different cut of meat totally. It's up off the chuck portion of the cow. And the flavor that it imparts is just what we call beefy, and it has a phenomenal beefy sense to it. But it can be a little bit on the tough side, and so you have to... It looks like a big, long fish fillet, more or less, you know? And so when you cut it, you do kind of like you do with a brisket, whereas you kind of slice your meat diagonally so that you're cutting across the grain multiple times in geometric senses anyway, so that you're not getting any stringy meat. But what I did beyond that was I took some Texas T-bones, and you can pick that up at Sobey. You can get it at Garrett's Appliance, either store. Rockford Ace Hardware has it.
That's the seasoning, right?
Texas T-bone. It is just a great, great blend that I don't know what's in it, but I love it. And I let that stay on there. I left that out on the tabletop for 20 minutes or so to warm up and let that Texas T-bone sink in. And I also put some sea salt on it. And then I took my Jacquard, and again, a Jacquard looks like a giant brochure stamp or a stamper, and instead of a stamp coming down, it's got blades, little needle-type blades that come down and perforate the meat. Mine is a 45 pin, we call it, or 45 blade, so it has three rows of those. It does a little more effective job. You can get little single-blade jobs, but the bigger the better, in my opinion, because you're going to go over that steak back and forth 4 to 6 times. And the net result is when you do that, the steak flattens out a little bit, but as you grill it, it puffs back up. So don't freak out if you think you're ruining your meat. You're just tenderizing it. So after doing that, I threw it on my Tech infrared grill and just brought it to a medium rare, which is all you should ever do with that piece of meat. You should plan on the middle of it being pretty rare. But then the ends are, you know, on the well-done side, and so the finicky beef people can eat those ends, and the true lovers will go after that middle.
Yeah. Break down a couple things that you said. Now, did you season it before you put the jacquard through the meat?
Yes, I always do that.
Okay,
right?
So that drives the seasoning down into the meat when you're hitting it with the jacquard.
It does. That's a good point. It does. It penetrates the meat better. I actually did it on both sides. I flipped it over and did the other side as well. And the people were kind of standing around there watching me because they were so hungry. But they were, I think they were pretty impressed that I was working so hard on that food. But then when they ate it, they saw the results, and they're like, okay,
tasted the
difference. Really
sure.
Makes sense. You know, I just take a piece of meat and I throw it on the grill. Well, you know, you get what you do, you know.
Yeah.
And in this case, it worked out beautifully. And that flat iron, if you get it at the right butcher shop, if you get a guy that'll trim that collagen off there, that's the key in my opinion. I don't mind a flat iron with the collagen on there. I kind of like it. But collagen is more connective fatty tissue, and it's
chewy.
It's membrane-like. It's kind of blubbery, and, you know, it turns a lot of people off. If you have an untrimmed flat iron, I would recommend that you score that, you diamond score that steak on both sides, because that collagen is going to swell up like crazy. You're going to have something that looks like a meatball by the time you're done grilling it. It blows up like a puffer fish.
Now, why did you choose that piece of meat again? I mean, I think there's a couple things that I know and confirm or deny that. One is it's not a terribly expensive piece of meat, so it's affordable to feed a group
exactly.
of people.
Exactly. I had to bring a bunch of them.
Right. You had to bring a bunch of it up. And secondly, it's not that hard to prepare if you do your pre-work ahead of time. I mean, it grills up real nice. It's not that touchy. You can, you know, just grill it, and you don't have a lot of messing around with it. You grill it, flip it a couple times, and you're good.
I think it was about $7.99 a pound, which is very reasonable. He had some other steaks on sale for like that, but, you know, it's becoming one of my default pieces of meat because the flavor is just off the chain. If you've never tried one, go to your butcher and just get a flat iron, and if he does not trim all the collagen off there, ask him. If he does not, it's still okay. It's still going to be a cool piece of meat to cook. Your family will love it. But just make sure you cut in. If it's an untrimmed flat iron, make sure you take your knife blade and cut in about a quarter of an inch diagonally each way on both sides and score that so that as that swells, it'll actually break out into a really pretty pattern. It looks something like a ham. You score hams like that too. And as you bake it and it expands, it makes for a very cool presentation. So when you bring that out on the platter and carve it in front of your guests, it's quite impressive. It's a beautiful piece of meat, and it's different. You know, that's the fun part. You won't bore anybody with it.
You won't bore anybody, and you'll wow them with the flavor because if it's prepared right, and then again, that Texas T-bone seasoning that's on there, the combination of those two things, you'll turn some heads and please some palates.
Well, and I cheated because I'm using a Tech 100% infrared, and that thing leaves steaks juicier than any grill on the market, and that's a big key. I just can't stress enough what a value that is long term, because if your food comes out that good all the time, I mean, that's worth a lot to me.
Yeah, coming up next, we're going to talk about digital thermometers. Bob mentioned that you're going to cook that thing to medium rare or rare in the center. You need to know what that setting is. We're going to break down a couple side dishes that are going to be easy to make and a little foil wrap because those are easy little deals to put together, and it's amazing how good they make vegetables and things taste. Stick with us. You listen to The Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
Everybody was fighting, but the music was soothing.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.